Keeping a close eye on the border, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Supreme Court today could decide to allow a pandemic-era immigration policy known as Title 42 to expire.
Until that comes, it does remain in place indefinitely. But in the interim, it does not appear that the Biden administration is even using it very much these days. Customs and Border Protection sources tell Fox over Christmas weekend from Friday to Sunday, there were 16,476 total encounters at the southwest border, of which only 2,150 were expelled under Title 42. 14,326 migrants were released into the U.S.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The holiday winter storm that tore through the country now blamed on more than 50 deaths nationwide, including 34 in western New York. About 3,000 flights into, out of, or across the U.S. have been canceled today. Investigations are continuing into vandalism targeting power facilities.
Power has been restored to most homes in western Washington after vandalism at a series of power substations led to tens of thousands of people losing power on Christmas Day. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department hasn't said if the incidents are related, but are still looking for suspects and a motive for the attack. It comes after similar attacks on substations in North Carolina, Oregon, and a different part of Washington. In January, a Department of Homeland Security memo warned about, quote, credible specific plans from domestic extremists to attack electricity infrastructure since at least 2020.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A Lufthansa flight from Los Angeles to Frankfurt, Germany, made an unscheduled landing at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport last night after a passenger's laptop caught fire. That fire was out by the time the plane landed. No passengers were injured, but two flight attendants were treated for smoke inhalation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Military drills between Russia and China are wrapping up after nearly a week in the East China Sea.
Russia's defense ministry said the main goal of the drills is to strengthen the two countries' naval cooperation and maintain peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. In November, the two countries conducted air exercises together, and Russian bombers landed in China for the first time. That followed drills in September, when China sent 2,000 troops and hundreds of vehicles for joint drills. The U.S. Naval Institute says China and Russia have been conducting joint military exercises since 2003, and most recently they've increased, as China has not condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Earlier this year, the country's leaders signed a statement saying their friendship has no limits. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Facial recognition and artificial intelligence are becoming two tools of law enforcement in India, but some are concerned about their potential.
The city of Hyderabad has 700,000 CCTV cameras. Computers can scan a database of known criminals to match faces on screen with names on file. Police Commissioner C.V. Anand.
If we need to control crime, we need to have surveillance. We can't let the criminals have a free run.
But what about the innocent? Critics say privacy is at stake and minorities are at risk. Lawyer Apar Gupta.
There is no law, there are no safeguards, and this is general purpose deployment of mass surveillance.
At the height of the pandemic, facial recognition was used to enforce mask mandates, but that technology is now being put to other uses, and balancing human rights with criminal wrongs remains highly contentious. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
They expect to see some lines for Mega Millions lottery ticket buyers. As officials say, the estimated jackpot for tonight's drawing is estimated to be $565 million, or more than $293 million if taken in cash. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.